Honourable Mary Nawai Martin Nawai, the Minister of Parliamentary Affairs of the Republic of South Sudan and our special guest today, but can I also extend a welcome to the Minister of Peacebuilding Affairs, our friend Minister Stephen Parr. Ambassadors, heads of missions, and members of the diplomatic community, heads of United Nations agencies and NGOs, representatives of civil society and other key stakeholders, and of course all my UN colleagues. Welcome and thank you for joining us to commemorate that day when sovereign nations of the world united in the aftermath of an unspeakable tragedy. 78 years ago, the United Nations Charter was signed in the wake of World War II. Through this act, member states undertook to save succeeding generations from the scourge of war and committed their joint efforts towards greater common good, realized through cooperation, peace, development, and human rights. A fundamental assumption of the Charter is that the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. This holds true today, even if there are many who would want to see it address current issues more effectively through multilateralism. As the newest member to sign up to the Charter in 2011, South Sudan subscribed to one of its most fundamental principles, that disputes are to be settled through peaceful and non-violent means. The Charter remains a document that brings us together and recognizes the need for collaboration before competition, dialogue before conflict. And yet, it is a guide only. This is because documents are not self-driving cars. Rather, they give us important signposts. A text remains a text until political leaders give life to the words contained in it. I believe the same understanding applies to the revitalized agreement for the resolution of the conflict in South Sudan. And that's why it is important for South Sudanese to take the lead in shaping their own collective destiny by demonstrating political will and common purpose towards a prosperous future for all South Sudanese. The United Nations family was proud to stand with South Sudan at its moment of independence, as we are proud to stand with its people today. Let me recall that since independence, the UNMISS mandate has evolved. We came at a moment of state building and then proceeded into a period of restoring peace, building confidence, initiating development, and protecting civilians. We can now see a new horizon as the country stands on the edge of its first post-independence elections, seeking to consolidate the commitments of the 2018 revitalized peace agreement. But significant challenges remain. South Sudan faces a humanitarian and economic emergency of an unprecedented nature, against a backdrop of an unsettled regional neighborhood beset by conflict and its own political and ethnic fault lines at home. Competing global priorities are making it difficult to prioritize international assistance for South Sudan. This combination of factors presents a high mountain to climb for South Sudan, if it is to deliver on its commitments. But it is our firm belief that this nation can live up to its potential as a land of great abundance and opportunity, that it can showcase ingenuity and innovation, and that the dividends of peace are within its grasp. That is why the UN family has been closely involved with establishing essential institutions that can enable sustainable development to take root, that is, upon a foundation of human rights, the rule of law, justice, and accountability. We believe the challenges ahead can bring out the best in the South Sudanese if a sense of common destiny and shared future compels the imperative to work together. These are the true values of the UN Charter. By way of example, the inspirational success and popularity of South Sudan's national basketball team, the Bright Stars, illustrate how the people of this country yearn for their nation-building moment and the spirit of what can be achieved when rivalries and differences are put aside. It's time for the political class and signatory parties to marry that dream with reality, and for the international community and the United Nations to stay the course towards that objective. I'm confident that with the spirit of compromise, consensus, and partnership amongst all stakeholders, this is possible. Ladies and gentlemen, on UN Day, I take this opportunity to thank our humanitarian colleagues who often risk their own lives to help the most vulnerable, and to the dedicated peacekeepers, military, police, and civilian, who strive to keep communities safe across the length and breadth of this country. Your service and the personal sacrifices you make every day for the cause of lasting peace are truly valued. On behalf of the UN, I'd like to acknowledge the support received from the communities we serve across the country, the productive working relationship with our host government, our vital partnerships with regional organizations and member states, and the invaluable contribution of donors. In conclusion, I urge us all to recommit to the principles and values enshrined in the UN Charter. Let us all recommit to the goals and aspirations of the revitalized peace agreement and truly believe that these two documents continue to bind us all at this decisive moment in South Sudan's journey. Thank you.